This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's the story of the big spirit going up to the big buffalo range in the sky. It's Dr. Nemetics in stereo. On Rocket 99, or at least in living mono, a good frequency response on your car radio. We got the star interviewer, Ernie Scars, back in with talking to Iris Lerit. I hope you stick around for that. We got the story of Clayton Magnet coming up, too. First, we have to take a look at the Rocket reservation calendar.
The North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse will be held on August the 12th to the 15th. And will be held at St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. This conference is being held to provide a forum in which native alcohol and drug abuse workers in both Canada and the United States can share ideas, problems, solutions, and innovations in the field of substance abuse. There's all topics to be addressed at that conference. The registration fee is $50 Canadian, and the pre-registration deadline is July 1st of this month, and the pre-registration is encouraged as conference is limited to 1,000 participants. Since conference participants will be crossing the U.S. and Canada border, it is suggested that proper identification be brought. It'll be held again at St. Regis Drug and Alcohol Division with rural route number 3 at Cornwall on Island, Ontario. And the theme of the conference is joining hands, sharing across the border. And don't forget the date, August the 12th to the 15th at the St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. And we will have the North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And also, there will be the Indian Days that will be held at Kamloops, British Columbia, on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And I will be announcing that powwow. So if anybody wishes to go to the Kamloops Indian Days, it will be held on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And everyone is welcome. And the people there are very good hosts, and also there's good campground facilities. And the arbor is beautiful to dance on with lawn green grass. So everyone is invited.
They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. This one goes out. I'm your host, Art Inger here, the legendary Joe Arnger with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget WJFK, your holiday headquarters. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. It's a continuation of more Oprah and Britney. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK, your holiday headquarters.
We better go back to cut number one first, because it's not enough that Oprah is interviewing America's favorite teenage singer. Mm-hmm. They're going to exploit someone. Remember the little girl, Kylie, that they were talking about?
Yes. Is this the five-year-old that wants to look like Britney?
Yeah. I'm playing this to set up the last part of the tape.
Uh-huh.
So this was the very beginning of the Oprah show when they bring out the five-year-old. Let's roll cut number one.
Okay, actually, she's about 12.
Oh, she's 12. Okay, she's 12 now.
Well, that's much different.
Hi. Okay, have a seat, everybody. Have a seat. You look very good. I want you to meet. This is Kylie. Say hi, Kylie. Everybody, this is Kylie. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Kylie. Okay, Kylie thinks she's here for a show today about teen trends. Teen trends.
Big surprise,
really,
Kylie.
Really, you're here, Kylie, because of this. You wrote me a letter. Remember this? Yes, you're here. You wrote me a letter saying, I'm a really, really big fan of Britney Spears. I've tried and tried to meet her so many times, but it never happened. I've been to 3 of her concerts, but never got the luck. It is my one and only, capital letters, dream to meet her. Can you please make a dream of mine come true?
Jesus, what garbage.
Okay.
You're Rob. Rob's got a sign up that says, kill me.
So, you should see Kylie. She's been trying on outfits and trying on outfits. She thinks we're here for teen outfits. Okay.
Right.
Well, we are, sort of, in a way. Well, we have a big surprise for you, obviously. Why don't you reintroduce the show? Read that teleprompter right there. Just look right in there and say,
today, for the first time, Britney Spears is here.
She's right. Britney Spears is here.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the very end. You remember Kylie, Oprah's exploitable teen at the beginning of the show?
Yes, of course.
Thanks to Queen Oprah.
Yeah.
You're going to hear now at the end of the show, she will be sent to Britney's dance camp.
Oh,
and the world,
leisure camp.
The world will be a better place because of that.
Dance camp.
You'll also note that Oprah drops that she spoke with Kylie's parents, and they reveal that they can't afford dance lessons for Kylie.
Oh, God.
Why? Because they're losers.
So, Kylie, we hear that you love to sing and dance and aspire to be a performer someday, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we talked to your parents, and they say they've been wanting to give you dance and singing lessons, but they couldn't afford it right now. So, Britney is sending you to her camp this
summer.
I'm
going to play God.
Oprah, you're so great. Brittany, you're the nicest person in the
and
world.
What happens there is that they get lessons from the same coaches who taught you how to sing and dance,
the
right?
Same dancing coaches and acting coaches that I work with. They'll come and work with you guys. And there's like a lot of other kids there. It's a lot.
And kicking up your heels and no pythons.
Boy, this is, there's so much syrup on this.
Yeah. you know what you do with that girl? You send her down there to Florida, and you give her French fry lessons for her career at Burger King. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. At dance camp. It's like, what was that movie?
Britney Spears dance camp.
What was the movie with the girl?
Band camp.
Band camp.
You know, once at band camp.
You know, one time at dance camp. You know, despite all of that, Britney Spears is still a POA, but goddamn.
But it's the machine. It's the PR machine,
sure,
and it's Oprah's PR machine and Britney's PR machine, and it's just kind of, I find the whole thing to be a little insincere.
The only thing that I really got out of that is their nicknames for each other, Britney and Justin, Pinky and Stinky.
She's Pinky, he's Stinky. And, of course, no need to really ask why. I mean, I didn't see the show. Did she ever ask why?
No.
They gave each other the nickname?
Never asked.
No, never asked.
I have a theory on Pinky.
I have a theory on Stinky. And, you know, I think they're related.
So do
I think when fingers meet Pinky, they get Stinky.
Can I break in for a second?
Yes, Joe.
She mentioned that, I guess her name is Pinky because he gave her a pinky ring.
Yeah, she did say that on the tape.
And why is his name Stinky?
One can only imagine.
Yeah, she just said,
because he S'd the bed.
She said, for some reason.
He's constantly hearing her.
Because of his incontinence.
You think they're going to delete that out?
I don't know.
I don't think that's the reason that he's Stinky.
Oh, Justin, look, you did it again. I'm tired.
That's uncommon in a 15-year-old.
I think the pinky ring is a made-up...
Sure, of course it is.
A made-up reason for the nickname.
I bet that those
Stinky
two,
and Pinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Justin had a pinky ring.
Let's figure for a second that they are being sincere, that in fact, technically, she is still a virgin.
Well,
they hole up in hotel rooms for weeks, mm-hmm. So I don't doubt that if they have this kind of skewed version of, you know, what they want to do sexually, that they probably have the little nicknames, and it's like, mm-hmm. Does Stinky want to see Pinky?
Yeah.
Because don't they say anything but?
Yeah, anything but actual...
Right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
That is the taste of a new generation.
You are so stinky. I know, Pinky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Day 12.
Wow.
Well, that's the story of Stinky and Pinky.
Stinky and Pinky. Come on.
She's still the hottest. She's the hottest POA out there. And I was,
you know, she's definitely
morning,
up there.
Even on Yahoo. If you go to Yahoo now, she's such a whore for Pepsi that when you go to Yahoo, you get the Pepsi logo jumps out at you and Britney, and you click on it, and you get to see the audio, the video from the commercial.
Very good.
So I sat there for about an hour today just replaying that over and over again.
And the story continues that she prefers Coca-Cola in real life and does the endorsements for Pepsi.
And Lisa, are you the cat who keeps writing Southern white trash on the screen? What is your problem with Britney?
Where is she from?
Well, now, don't are you giving me the finger or are you giving Britney the finger?
Where is she from?
She's from, Tallahassee or something like that, or it's some backwards town. Come here. Well, why do you hate Britney? I mean, Lisa's written on the screen constantly, Southern white trash.
Not constantly. It's just been up there the whole time.
That's what I mean. That's constant. It's been the whole time.
Yeah, well, because I was doing other things and didn't take the time to erase it.
Southern white trash. Okay, tell me something. Why do you hate Britney?
Isn't it obvious?
Why? No, why?
She just annoys me.
Why? Because she's hot?
I don't think she's hot. I think she has a hot body. I think her face is ugly.
Yeah.
What's your point? Quit throwing stuff at me.
She's hot.
What's your problem?
She's so hot. Come on, admit it. You're just a little jealous of that.
Okay.
Listen, you're a handsome woman. We've told you that before.
Sure. I do not think Britney is the hottie that you think she is, though. I think she's about 5 years away from those thighs exploding.
Well, then right now, but right now, they're perfect.
Really? She's no Brooke Burke as far as her body.
Oh, I got news for you.
Her body is not as good as many like bathing suit kind of model hot women.
You got the for that girl on E. I'm telling you that I'm going to have Britney 10 spots above that girl on E.
See, Britney
on
me,
my list.
Britney to me looks a little dumpy.
Do you think she's on the Delta Greeden? Do you see her on the Delta Burke Highway? Like that bad?
No.
No, but I see her on the Sally Struthers Highway.
Wow. Oh, God. You guys are all effed up in the head.
No, she is definitely
so
fighting
the
battle. I think when she comes out in those little outfits.
More cushion for the pushing,
baby. She doesn't have a gap.
I don't want one of them anorexic.
She doesn't have a gap.
I don't want one of them.
You
got
to always go for the gap. The gap should be 3 to 4 fingers.
She's a virgin.
Nice gap.
I don't want one of them anorexic.
Do you know what the gap is I'm talking about?
Like Christina Aguilera.
What I am talking about the gap is where a woman's thighs meet. And where her privacy is, there should be a significant gap. And I'm saying Britney Spears is always working to fight that gap.
Fighting the gap.
She's fighting the gap because she's got little elephant legs.
How big is your gap? Seriously, Lisa, measure yourself. How big is your gap?
I'm not so young anymore. When I was in college and I was working out 3 hours every day for soccer, I had a gap.
The gap is extraordinarily hard.
The perfect legs are supposed to touch in three places, a little bit at the top, your knees and your calves.
Agreed.
Piece of ass. That's all I can say. She's a major piece of ass.
You know something? What I'm saying is...
You call her white trash because you're jealous.
You watch, like, once she stops performing and starts doing the movie thing, she will go from being, like, the hot lead to a second-tier character actor.
That's fine.
You like Brooke Burke, though, don't you?
Not as much as Britney Spears.
Wow. Well, also, Brooke Burke has a little maturity to her.
She's a woman, you know.
I know. That's part of the thing with Britney. Britney's a child.
Yes, she is.
She's not literally a child, but she's a...
That disturbs me.
She's a young woman.
Very young.
She's a young woman.
She's also that pop icon. You know, the kids from Saved by the Bell had it going on more than Britney.
No, I'm going to have other of the teenagers are going to be on my list.
Right.
I'm going to have Jessica Simpson on my list. I'm going to have Mandy Moore.
Jessica Simpson was great. Jessica Simpson also has hit the scallop potatoes too much, and I know this. I can speak with authority on this because I am a fat man.
Yes, a loaded baked potato.
Did you see that special when she was overseas, Jessica Simpson? She had the camouflage pants on with her stomach hanging over it.
Guys, Jesus, you sound like a bunch of homos.
No, what I am saying to you is if you want to go to the E! Network and see some of these programs they have with these women who have
absolutely
whores.
No flaws. No, they're not necessarily whores.
I'll take a woman with a flaw. I don't care if a woman's got a little kangaroo pouch on her.
Yeah,
it's
but I mean, what I'm saying is, if we're rating, you know, we're putting the list together, there are women out there that are just, you know, like Brooke Burke.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. With
she has an absolutely sculpted body with the most exotic face in the world.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Listen, I think Lisa's doing it again. Okay, I think she wants to do Britney. She's doing the same thing she did by Scott Farrell.
So you think that Lisa has...
I am the guy who gave her a hell by Scott, and I'm going to give her a hell again for Britney.
You think she has the hots for Britney?
Listen to her.
All right. Wow. Okay, thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
I love talking about this, I'll tell you that.
And what is this, Johnny? Tiffany's posing for Playboy? You mean the Tiffany that we drove a bus through that time? When is Tiffany going to be in Playboy?
I think in the next month or two.
Really?
Oh, no, that I'd like to see.
I think Johnny, broke.
You know, one of the nicest things about coming to New York is this gentleman right here.
Unfortunately, 12 years too late, but better late than never, I think.
At the highlight of her
12
career.
12 might be giving her all the best.
Look at Johnny's face. He's a Tiffany fan. Look at his face.
Couldn't be happier.
At the highlight of Tiffany's career, when me and Mike had to play those stupid records every 40 minutes, what we did was we got a picture of Tiffany that was bigger than the walls in the studio.
It was a great show.
And we got a Greyhound bus, and we drove the bus through the picture of Tiffany.
You were the wheel man. It was a special moment.
Tiffany Darwish. Was that her
name? Yes, that's correct.
Tiffany Darwish.
Oh, and let's not forget, incidentally, if we're analyzing Lisa and her whole love of Britney thing,
yes,
that Lisa, you might remember, for Halloween, was Britney Spears.
Oh! Right.
Remember that? Intelligent Nick was Justin. Remember that?
Right.
You got that?
Trick or treat. Here's a restraining order.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Want to see the Redskins play at FedEx Field this week? Well, thanks to Independence Air, you can enter to win two of the best seats in the house. They've installed comfy leather seats in front row at midfield. Visit FlyEye.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Other restrictions apply. See FlyEye.com for official rules.
Hello, fine people of the world. It's me again, letting you know why I, the Verizon Super Pages, I'm the creme de la creme of the Yellow Pages business. For those of you who don't have my savoir-faire and panache, that means the Verizon Super Pages is better. You see, the Verizon Super Pages is the only Yellow Pages that's with you wherever you go. The Super Pages is on the Internet. The Super Pages can be downloaded to your cell phone. Other books just sit at home in a dusty drawer, weeping like a little girl who just ate too much Halloween candy. That's right, you other books. You heard me. I can say anything I want about you because you're stuck at home and cannot catch me. I not only can leave the drawer, I can leave the house. Yes, indeed. You other phone books, you cannot. You are pitiful. You are slow-witted. You are an embarrassment to the color yellow. You could not even hit a hanging curveball on a 3-0 count. I, on the other hand, am wily.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Super Pages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon. In this brochure about car insurance, it says that Geico pioneered direct-to-consumer savings over 65 years ago. I don't think so.
Geico Auto Insurance. This is Mary. How may I help you?
Yeah, Mary, it says here in your brochure that you pioneered direct-to-consumer savings.
That's correct.
Is that right? Okay, well, straighten me out here. People have been calling Geico for over 65 years?
Well, yes, that's right.
Mary, I hate to rain on your parade, but the telephone wasn't even invented 65 years ago.
Well, actually, it was, sir.
Like it was?
Yes, the telephone was invented in 1876.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely sure.
All right, let me do the math here. Yeah, it's more than 65 years. Okay, my mistake.
Okay.
What year was the saxophone invented?
Call the car insurance company that invented direct-to-consumer savings. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.